This is WKAR Online. After several years in the doldrums, the Lansing area residential housing market is perking up. The Greater Lansing Association of Realtors says 125 more area homes were sold last month than in January 2011. Real estate professionals say low interest rates and housing inventories, falling unemployment, and rising valuations are behind the upswing. WKAR's Mark Bayshore spoke with GLAR President Jeff Burke to learn more.
The average sale price has gone up consistently for the last 6 months. Buyers are more confident in the market, which is kind of getting them out more to purchase. Houses are really kind of coming on and off the market quick.
What other forces out there account for this increased activity?
I think one of the forces in play is there's a little bit more job security. Our unemployment rate's dropped. And actually, I think we're in the top 10, if not number 7, in the country as far as the place to go to open up a business. So I think the security with buyers, more confident that, okay, their jobs are a little bit more secure. They're getting out there, and with the inventory being so low and the average sale prices are starting to rise, it's kind of sparking people that the market's starting to bounce back.
You have referred to a pretty tight inventory, and I think some listeners are confused by that because after the housing bubble burst, we led to believe there are all kinds of properties on the market. Why is the inventory so tight?
Well, what you have is you have a lot of sellers that were trying to sell their homes at possibly a higher rate that they've decided to just take them off the market.
A lot of people seem to think interest rates are about to begin rising, perhaps significantly. Is that behind the increase in demand as well?
I don't think that's the main factor. We've been hearing that the interest rates may be, rising for quite some time, and they stayed fairly consistent in the 4-4.5% range for, I'd say, about a year now. I mean, it's always a risk that interest rates are going to go up, which obviously as interest rates go up, then you get less house for your money. But I don't think it's the number one driving factor.
What role is foreclosed homes playing in the current upswing?
Well, right now what we've been experiencing is the banks are putting houses on the market at such a low dollar amount that they're creating auction atmospheres in the houses. There's 14 days where they won't accept investor offers, and which is sparking owner-occupant, basically buyers that are going to live in the house. So coming on at such a low amount and getting about 5, 6, 8 bids on them, they're actually driving them up to a market value price, getting them off the market probably in less than a week.
And those will be owner-occupied homes, right?
Yep, the majority are owner-occupant homes, which buyers are buying them to live in them and, raise a family. And the nice thing is, too, is that the sellers, the market, the people who are living in the houses are non-foreclosures, are able to compete with those houses now, whereas before they were more of a detriment because they actually were competing against the foreclosures. You get the bank, banks putting the houses on the market, and being that they're off the market in less than a week, then it allows the other homes to sell as well.
So you're finally seeing valuations in the Lansing area start to rise a little bit. Is that it?
Yes, it is. Actually, we've had anywhere from a 4% to a 13%, even as high as a 13% increase in average sale price from anywhere Grand Ledge, Holt, East Lansing, Oakmas, Hazlitt, DeWitt, and even Lansing. So it's been positive.
Are valuations higher enough that people who have been upside down for a few years may not be anymore?
You've got people that might be right on the line there that it might affect. Just depends on their situation, when they bought, and obviously how much they owe. But if it's price right, conditions right, locations right, the amount of buyers out there that are looking for something like that, there's quite a few. So possibly get somebody out from under their house if they so-called couldn't do it the last couple of years.